Let you sit down.
我不敢让你现在就坐下。
I want you in your best Mandarin to read from Isaiah chapter 2, Isaiah chapter 2 through 17.
我想先请中文的哈，先来念啊，以赛亚书啊，从第二章的十二节念到十七节，我们一起可以看这个上面开始哈，十二节。必有冠军耶和华将法的力让临到骄傲的人，一切自高的都必降为卑，又临到黎巴嫩高大的香柏树和巴山的橡树，又临到一切高山的峻岭，又临到高台和坚固城墙，又临到踏实的船只，并一切可爱的美物。骄傲的必屈膝，狂傲的必降卑，在那日唯独耶和华被尊崇。
And in the English, if you want to join me, be fine. For the Lord of hosts will have a day of reckoning against everyone who is proud and lofty, and against everyone who is lifted up, that he may be abased.And it will be against all the cedars of Lebanon that are lofty and lifted up, against all the oaks of Bashan, against all the lofty mountains, against all the hills that are lifted up, against every high tower, against every fortified wall, against all the ships of Tarshish, and against all the beautiful craft.The pride of man will be humbled, and the loftiness of men will be abased, and the Lord alone will be exalted in heaven. Amen?
Amen.
Good. 请坐。
请坐。
Thank you once again, Xiaoling, for translating the outline.
我们谢谢小林帮我把这个大纲转换成英中文。
And we thank the Lord for His Word, which is the most translated book in the entire world. It is the world's bestseller, even though sometimes you can't tell that.
我们也正是感谢神给我们有这本圣经，也是世界上翻译的最多文字的圣经，也是出版最多的圣经。
Are you glad that there are people who are smarter than you?
你是不是觉得非常高兴有些人比我们很聪明，更聪明？
I'm very glad too because I need help when I read His Word and I need help to understand the words.
我读神的话语时候，我也需要很多的帮助。
And my friend, a professional writer, sent me a dictionary of biblical imagery.
我真是有个朋友他能够写了一个用叫做圣经图像词典。
His professional writing has won him awards, and he felt that I needed to.Have some help.
他的写作他也得到了许多的奖品。
So I want to give credit to the Dictionary of Biblical Imagery that I'm going to quote from today, as well as, of course, the Scriptures.
所以我也把这个把这个归功劳也归功于这个圣经图像词典。
Do you know the name C.S. Lewis?
你知道 C.S. Lewis 哈？
Our Christian brother.And famous author who writes this.
他是也是基督徒弟兄他也是一个著名的作家。
There is one vice of which no person in the world is free, from which every person in the world hates and is disgusted when he sees it in someone else.
他说他说这个世界上有一种恶习。没有人能够摆脱。世上每一个人在别人身上看到这个恶习的时候呢，都会感觉到憎恨或者厌恶。
The vice is pride, and it's a form of wickedness.
所以这个恶习呢，就是骄傲，它是一种邪恶的一种形式表现出来的。
Pride is a moral fault. It's a habitual defect in all human beings.That come from the sin nature of our original parents, Adam and Eve.
讲到这个是一种这个恶习哈，是一种的 道德上的一个缺陷，也是我们全人类的一种习惯性的一个缺陷。它是追溯到我们最早的这个先祖，就是亚当和夏娃里面开始的。
When Adam and Eve chose to disobey God in the Garden of Eden, their deliberate sin broke their intimate personal relationship with God.
当亚当和夏娃他们故意的犯罪，破坏了与神的关系的时候，他们就是把这个罪引到了他们里面来。
By choosing sin, they lost more than paradise.
他们犯罪，他们不但失去了这个伊甸园。
They lost their intimacy, close relationship with Almighty God, their heavenly Father.
他们也是破坏了这个，他们丢弃了与神的这样的亲密的一个关系。
They burned their bridges to God, and they could never fully get back to where He was and His peace and His protection and His full provisions.
亚当和夏娃他们犯罪，他们把他们与神中间的那个桥梁，他们把它烧毁了。使得他们再也没有办法回到神的里面。
Today's message the Lord has given me, and it's first for me, and then for those who will listen, it's for you. This is a very important and serious situation that he's painting for us about pride.
今天我这篇信息的话，主要也是为了我自己，当然也是要为着我们各位的听众。让这也是这个信息是主耶稣他付了重价让我们来对付这个骄傲的事情。
Pride is excessive pride in oneself, not God, and that is at the root of this vice.
他讲到这个骄傲这个词哈，是讲的如果是对我们自己来非常的过度的夸耀，而不是去来夸耀我们的神的话，这个就是罪。
The reality is that no person can escape being negatively proud.
我们实际的情况就是我们实际上没有一个人能够避免这个骄傲。
And when we are proud in ourselves, we rob God of his rightful glory.
当我们里面有骄傲的时候，实际上我们在窃夺神的荣耀。
Stealing God's glory is like robbing his bank of his heavenly account.
我们来抢夺神的荣耀就很像是一个盗贼来去抢银行一样的。
Stealing God's glory is like walking up to an ATM withdrawal card and withdrawing from God's holiness and then misspending His holiness, just like a bank robber might run and flee with God's money.
就像盗贼一样来到银行里面偷窃这个神的荣耀、神的圣洁一样的，然后呢，为了自己所来乱用。
When we steal God's glory.Whenever God detects it, that will bring His wrath.
当无论任何人我们偷窃神的荣耀的时候一定会带来神的愤怒。
Taking credit for ourselves, which is really His, will bring His judgment on anyone who steals His glory.
把一些功劳归功于我们自己，而不是归功他的时候，我们会让神的这个愤怒会临到我们自己的心上。
And the Greeks called excessive pride or bad pride, hubris.
这个希腊语里面讲到这个夸耀、狂耀哈，它是叫做词叫做 hubris， 是希伯来文。
And hubris, God will always judge.
也就是这个狂傲哈，神一定会要来审判。
Proudly robbing God creates the likelihood that God will cause a proud person.And a proud ruler, and a proud nation, and a proud ethnic.
是来夺取神的荣耀的时候，一定会神也会使他成为一个骄傲的人一个骄傲的统治者，或者是一个骄傲的这个国家等这些，神一定要来惩罚他们，使他们来众人面前，包括在神的面前来得到羞辱。
Synonyms or words that mean the same.Of negative pride are arrogant, conceited, and haughty.
跟这个骄傲哈，跟骄傲的有同义词，其中有这个傲慢，还有自负，另外一个是自高自大。
And if we're really honest, We have all experienced these negative sins.
如果我们对我们自己来很诚实地讲，我们实际上我们每个人都会经历过这些骄傲的事情。
Sometimes we deny them and we hide them in our lives.
有的时候我们不愿意承认，我们把它藏起来。
But God sees into all the parts of our lives, even, He says, even our secret sins.
但是神他的鉴察，他就是全知道，甚至是显而未见的罪，他也知道。
And God Almighty, when He reads our hearts, He is still willing to forgive our sins if we confess them and ask Him for His costly forgiveness.
当然，神鉴察到我们的里面的罪的时候，只要我们认罪的话，他仍然是要会赦免我们的罪，他花了重价来把我们赦免。
Running away from God is always a wasted journey.
如果你要想逃避神的话，这一切都是徒劳的。
Running to Him is His continual offer to help us and to free us.
如果你回到他，我们真正的从这些罪里面解脱出来。
How many of you watch media award shows, music, movies? How many of you have watched those shows?
多少人你们常常看到这些媒体界的哈，他们的一些颁奖仪式。
Sometimes when you watch the people who are being honored, you can see them with their eyes, and you can see them with their mouths, and you can see their clothing.You can hear their words. You can see them strutting up to get their award. And sometimes they're very humble. They look humble. But they're, inside they're strutting because it's their time. And you can see it sometimes in the way they look.
当我们在看到他们在媒体上面一些这些典礼上面颁奖的人的时候，你可以看到这些著名的人，名演员也好。他们能够看到他们从他们的眼睛或者嘴巴，包括他们穿上的服装，他们的有的时候刚像走路的趾高气扬的样子，或者还有一些是比较谦卑的样子哈你们能够看出来他们的表现。
And you can see it sometimes in their expensive limousines that drive up to the red carpet and they get out and they strut.
你注意看到他们有的时候乘坐实际上。这个豪华的轿车，然后走在这个红地毯上面，又大摇大摆的走这个样子哈。
That pride God sees and He knows it's poison for them.
神看到这些就是一个骄傲这个是骄傲。
And what we know from history is poisoning pride or bad pride, hubris, always goes before a fall.
因为我们知道，从历史上也知道在败坏之先，这个是人心骄傲。
Pride goes before the fall.
我们是讲到这个骄傲，它是在这个你败坏之先。
Think of the world rulers that you have seen who were proud dictators and you saw them fall.
你可以看看哪些这些统治者掌权的他们是因着骄傲，他们就败坏了。
And when we are proud, no matter how we hide it, it's preceding a possible fall that we're going to go through.
当我们里面有骄傲的时候，我们会一定会在随之而来的就是败坏。
I can remember my dad, an automotive engineer, who was humbled by the Lord. Because he was proud of his position.
我可以记得我父亲他是一个火车工程师他是为他所做的，他是也是非常自豪的。
And I can remember my mother, who's in the Music Hall of Fame as a composer. I can remember her pride and her descent also.
我也看到我母亲，她虽然一个是音乐家的名人，列入名人榜，我也可以看到她里面有这些骄傲的，也看见她慢慢在走下坡路。
And I love my parents and I honor them, but when they were humbled, he also humbled our entire family. It came through our family divorce.
我很爱我的父母亲啊，但是当他们啊愿意谦卑下来的话，让我们整个家也都能够啊蒙福。
None of us were Christians, and so we didn't have enough to hold our family together.
那个时候我们还都不是基督徒，所以没有任何一个啊一个这个力量哈，能够把我们这个家能够去凝聚在一起。
And when he humbled us or crushed us, he brought five of us out of six to himself.
当神他来破碎了我们的之后，他能够使我们有五个人来归向他。
We only have one left, for him to attract and for him to come to Christ.
我们还有一位要留下来，要需要神的啊拯救。
But there is a healthy pride that you'll recognize too.
啊，这里啊，英文是讲的 healthy pride， 但我们中文呢，我想把它翻成一个合宜的一个自豪哈，合宜的自豪。
The healthy pride that God creates is part of who He created us. There's a good pride inside there.
所以这个讲的是我们里面一个非常好的一个自豪哈。
And God is delighted when He sees healthy pride in us.
啊，神是很愿意看到我们这个里面有一个合宜的啊自豪在我们里面，被正确的使用。
Have any of you ever done music performances or maybe you spoke in public and people came afterwards and said to you, "How about?" You ever had that?
啊，你们当中有没有人啊做过啊这个音乐的啊演出或者表演或者是演讲啊？当你做完了之后，别人伸大拇指来夸赞你，说很好。
Maybe you brought good grades home and you watch your parents smile.
当然，你有的时候把学校的好成绩带回家的时候，你就可以看到你父母亲啊脸上的笑容。
And if you had bad grades, you didn't bring them home.
当然，你有不好的成绩的话，你可能就不跟你父母讲了。
But when you brought good grades, which is a high value in your families, I know, there was the good job, son, good job, daughter. You heard that probably.
啊，当你得到了好的成绩的话，当然是在你们家里面最高兴的事情啊，最高兴是会听到的赞赏啊，太好了，儿子或者太好了，女儿。
Or you might have heard, you got a B.
或者你也许听到啊，你怎么才得到一个 B 呀、啊、
？My granddaughter hasn't had a B for 10 years, and she is scared.
年了没有得到 B 是吧？她很害怕。
没有得过 B，
她很怕得到 B。
So healthy pride, you did a good job. If it's true.It honors God because He put the good pride inside of you.
Yeah, because we 能够用合宜的，我们里面有合宜的自豪的时候，是很让神是喜悦的，因为是神把这个放在我们人的里面。
When my youngest grandson, who's a star track runner and cross country, when he wins his ribbon, he takes his ribbon and he goes,
and he walks away. He doesn't go.
所以有一个最小的孙子的话，他是跑田径赛的啊。当他得到奖那个奖章的时候啊，他是低着头这样子走过去，很谦卑的样子啊。
And I'm watching for his head to not get large, and his eyes to get haughty.
啊，我们就是注意看他的头没有啊这个发胀啊，眼睛啊没有好像是狂傲的样子。
Listen to these scriptures that say good pride is something to be cultivated. Galatians 5:12.Says we are not again commending ourselves to you, but are giving you an occasion to be proud of us, so that you will have an answer for those who take pride in appearance and not in heart. There's a time to be proud of an occasion and to say it.
So, 我们讲到这个合宜的自豪的时候，我们可以参看这个哥林多的后书哈，后书5:12。这里面有讲到，我们不是向你们在举荐自己，乃是叫你们因我们有可夸之处，这个就是，自豪，好的自豪哈。那就好对那些凭外貌不凭内心夸口的人有言可答。
Galatians 7:4, Great is my confidence in you, great is my boasting on your behalf. I am filled with comfort, I am overflowing with joy.In all of our affliction, good pride.
所以也是一个好的自豪的，又是一个在第七章里面有提到，我大大的放胆向你们说话，我因你们多多夸口，满得安慰，我在你们一切患难中分外的快乐。
And then Galatians says, therefore openly before the churches, show them the proof of your love and of our reason for boasting about you. There's a time when churches should boast about the kind of love that people are displaying. It's good.
所以接下来也是他说，所以你们务要在众教会面前显明你们的爱心的凭据，并我所夸奖你们的凭据，就是保罗了哈。
So healthy pride honors God.
所以我们这个合宜的自豪哈是敬畏神的。
Watch this one. Matthew 4:16-17 says, after being baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were open, and he saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove and lighting on Jesus. And behold, a voice out of heaven said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. I'm proud of him.
所以在马太福音里面，我们看到主耶稣他受洗，他上来的时候天就开了，他又看见神的灵像鸽子一样降下来，然后也听见这个有声音说，这是我的爱子，是我所喜悦的。
And in that baptism of Jesus, we learn several things. Jesus was sinless, so he did not need water baptism by John the Baptist.
我们从这个耶稣的受洗里面，我们可以有看到有几点。第一个，我们主耶稣他没有罪，他并不需要让这个施洗约翰来为他施洗。
But he let himself be baptized as a model and an example of an action that would please his heavenly Father.
但是他愿意来接受这个施洗约翰的洗，他是一个做了一个榜样，让天父喜悦这件事情。
This is one of the passages that show the Holy Trinity, the Father speaking, the approving voice, Jesus the sinless Son, and then the Holy Spirit appearing like a dove, not a dove. It looked like a dove, gentle and landing. So you see the three parts of the Trinity right there, Father, Son, Spirit, early in Matthew.
所以在马太福音里我们看到这个图像的时候，耶稣受洗图像里面一个看到三位一体的神他同时出现，我们讲话的声音从父神来，然后圣灵就是像鸽子一样的，但不是鸽子，然后更又那么温柔的降在主耶稣的身上。主耶稣他是为神子儿子神的儿子，所以三位一体的神在这个整个一个图面中出现。
So Jesus always pleases his heavenly Father because he has no toxic, no bad pride, no destructive pride that will rob his Father of his glory. Jesus is sinless and he is the one who demonstrates what it's like to have the perfect relationship with his Father.
我们主耶稣他实实在在他没有罪，他在地上活出来一个不是一个骄傲的生命在他里面没有任何的傲慢，也没有毁灭性的骄傲。
When you pay attention of how God is working in your life, have you noticed that when he works, he does all things well?
当你有没有注意到你自己的生命当中，当神在里面你做工的时候，我们有没有看到神他所做的一切事都好？
Psalms 18:30 says, God does all things well and his ways are perfect.
诗篇十八篇30节说，神做所有的事情都好，他的道路。
Heal a person who was deaf and could not speak. The crowds of people watching Jesus were utterly astonished. And they said, Jesus has done all things well. He even makes the deaf to hear and the mute to speak. He does all things well. What a person!
当主耶稣他在地上的时候，他医治了聋哑病人的时候，在周围的 看到的众人他们也非常的惊奇稀奇，他们说主耶稣他做事也是都好，他连聋子也叫他们听见，哑巴也叫他们说话。
So in sinless Jesus there's no negative pride but an example of healthy pride of doing a good job and of giving God his credit and not taking God's credit for himself.
我们无罪的耶稣他在地上就是活出来一个荣耀神的生命，在他里面没有任何的自夸。
Now, brothers and sisters, this comes now comes the part that you may feel a little bit of terror or fear, or you put your head down, or you don't want to hear it. This comes the part about the bad pride.
下面我会讲到一些是我们讲到特别是这个骄傲的这个狂傲的事情，你们可能这个时候会觉得一点听起来不太舒服，也可能会要把头低下来。
If you read the 66 books, the whole counsel of God, you will find many pictures of negative pride. Many.
如果你看圣经里面66本书的话，里面有看到很多的例子讲到骄傲和狂傲的人。
I've noticed that some Christians, they don't read all 66 books. They just read their favorite one.
我也知道有些基督徒他们可能没有多读66本书圣经里面他们只是选一些他们喜欢读的。
So when I talk with Christians sometimes, they know that they don't read all 66 books, so they have holes in their reading. Big holes sometimes, huge holes in there. And they sound incomplete because they're not reading the whole counsel of God.
但我也和一些基督徒朋友谈话的时候也注意到他们只选择里面某些书读，所以留下了整本书里面好像留下了许多的洞洞一个个洞洞，所以他没有一个完整的一个图画。
And people who really know me, they don't say to me, they don't come and say to me, you know what, 我很忙， I'm very busy.
因为有些朋友他跟我来说就说哎呀我太忙了，我事情很多。
I'm so busy and I'm so important, I don't read the whole word of God.
我是那么的忙，我可能不需要读神的话。
Because I'm so busy.
因为我实在太忙了。
And I just skip around.
我就是跳过一些吧。
Brothers and sisters, if that's you, you are in great danger as a Christian because you won't have the full meal. You will only have snacks every so often.
如果你们也是当中其中这样子的话，我想这个是非常危险的。你没有吃到一个大餐你只能是吃到一些点心而已。
And for those of you who say I'm too busy, it only takes 15 minutes, 15 minutes a day, at this speed that I'm talking, to go through the entire Bible.
所以你只要实际上每一天只要花15分钟读的速度，就像我刚才讲话的速度一样的话。你可以把整个66本书一年读完。
And I know if you let me trail you around for a day, I will find 15 minutes, lots of 15 minutes that you waste. I'll find them, easy.
如果你把你的这一天来跟我稍微交换一下，我可以发现里面有很多15分钟。
Okay, so the bad pride, when you look at the whole Bible, the bad pride shows up in people, in rulers,and in nations.
我们讲到骄傲的话，我们可以在我们的人民当中，或者是我们的统治者当中，包括这个国家当中，都可以看到有这个骄傲。
And in the Bible, negative pride always brings bad results.
我们知道圣经里面如果讲到骄傲的时候，它一定就是带来一些不好的结果。
Disgrace, Proverbs 11:2.
我们讲到羞耻是在这个箴言里面。
It brings quarrels, fighting with people. Proverbs 13:10.
也是在箴言里面十三章的十节里面讲到增进
Negative pride brings humiliation. Proverbs 29:23. You're going to be ashamed later.
也是一样。在讲到那个卑下讲到卑下那个也在这个箴言里面29章。
And listen to the first example in Isaiah 14:12-21.It's the fallen angel Lucifer.
也是一个堕落的天使。我们是在以赛亚书十四章里面讲到，他就是一个很好的例子，讲到骄傲的例子。
Listen for the I, me, mine, words. Listen to this.
特别要听到你们注意那个词，我，还有我的。
Lucifer says, "I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will ascend." Above the heights of the clouds, I will make myself like the Most High.
注意听我要高举我的宝座在神众星之上，我要升到高云之上，我要与至上者同等。
When God hears the I, me, mine stuff, and we all do that, He can let it go, or He can answer us.
当我们一旦提到这个我或者是我的东西的时候。
And listen to what God says to Lucifer, his fallen angel. He says, nevertheless, you, Lucifer, will be thrust down to hell, down to the recesses of the pit. I'm taking you down now.
我们注意来神怎样对这个堕落的天使路斯佛怎么说，他说你必然要坠落阴间到坑中极深之处。
Think of the world rulers, different countries have ruled. You know some of the names. I don't want to mention too many. In the king of Assyria had a haughty pride.
我们讲到那个统治者哈，高傲的统治者里面其中有一个叫亚述王。亚述王他是有一个这个他自大的心哈。一个。
The king of Assyria in Isaiah 10:12 was boasting and arrogant in his boasting.
他讲到他的高傲的眼目。
And King Nebuchadnezzar, how many of you know that name, Nebuchadnezzar?
大家听到过尼布甲尼撒吗？大家听到名字。
In Daniel 3:4, he builds a gold statue of himself, and he commands his subjects to come and bow down to his gold statue.
在但以书以书里面三章里面讲到尼布甲尼撒为自己造了一座金像，他要他的下属全部来向他下拜。
And listen to his language.
我们来听听他自己讲的话。
King Nebuchadnezzar says, is this not this great Babylon, which I have built by my mighty power as a royal residence by the might of my power and for the glory of my majesty? That's what the king's saying.
注意听这个尼布甲尼撒他说哈，他说这个大巴比伦不是我哈，我用大能来建成的京都，也是要显我威荣的荣耀嘛，两个我字我字。
This is a king who's probably the most powerful king in the world, and he's doing the I, me, my, mine stuff.
这也可以说在世界上最最有权威的一个这个统治者一个王哈，他却在这里一直说是我我的我的我要。
Do you think his fall is coming?
你会看到他这个里面的败坏就要随之而来。
Listen to this. But a voice came from heaven saying, King Nebuchadnezzar.To you it is declared, sovereignty has been removed from you. I'm taking your power away from you.
这个时候就是听有声音从天上来了。这个时候他尼布甲尼撒王啊，有话对你说，你的国位离开你了。
Pride comes before the fall.
我们看到骄傲是在你的败坏之先。
Listen to this description, what comes next. Immediately,The word that I've taken your power from you was fulfilled, and he was driven away from the palace, and he began eating grass like cattle, and his body was drenched with the dew of heaven until his hair had grown like eagle's feathers and his nails like bird's claws. Former dictator whose mind is being lost now, he's going insane.
这个话，当了天上这句话一出来的时候，立刻下面就事情就应验了。尼布甲尼撒立刻就被赶出皇宫，被赶出皇宫。他就在这个世上像牛一样的吃草，然后呢，身体呢也是被这个露水打湿，头发是长长的，好像也是这个老鹰的毛一样。另外，指甲也是长长的，如同这个鸟的爪。
The former powerful ruler is eating grass like a cow.
他说这么有大能全能的这个曾经是这个王的，他就像吃草，就像牛一样。
And he stays out there for a long period of time, and then he says, but at the end of that period of time, I, Nebuchadnezzar, raised my eyes toward heaven, and my reason returned to me. And now I bless the Most High, and I praise him, and I honor him who lives forever.He got corrected, and he got his mind back, and his palace back, and his power back.
当这个尼布甲尼撒像过得像牛一样的生活的这段时间过了之后，他就说了，他自己说，我尼布甲尼撒这个举目望天，我的聪明又回归与我了，我便称颂至高者，赞美尊敬活到永远的神，他的权柄是永有的。
And in Daniel 4:37, he says this: at that time my reason returned to me, and my majesty and my glory and the splendor were restored to me. Now I, King Nebuchadnezzar, praise and exalt and honor the God of heaven, for all of his works are true and his ways just, and he is able to humble those who walk in bad pride. He can humble them, and he will humble them.
在但以理四章三十七节的时候，讲到前面啊，他的啊这个聪明又回复来的时候，他便称颂神，而且这时候他在说，他说：“现在我尼布甲尼撒啊，赞美、尊敬啊、尊崇啊，这个恭敬天上的王，因为他所做的全都诚实，他所行的也全都公平。那行动骄傲的，他就讲神。”
Now, brothers and sisters, be encouraged, because when we have pride, and we do, and we will, King Nebuchadnezzar showed us the proper response to bad pride.
所以尼布甲尼撒他为我们也给我们看到了一个他怎样来从这个骄傲里面来回转悔改回来的一个例子。
What he did was he humbled himself before God. He repented and he returned to God.And he began to defeat and began to have his pride, bad pride, redirected so that God would have the glory and he would have God's protection and guidance and favor. Nebuchadnezzar turned from the ugly pride over to confessing to the Father, and the Father healed him.
Yeah, 所以尼布甲尼撒王他真是从他的这个自己的狂傲骄傲里面完全的回转了哈，他所以他来到神的面前能够谦卑自己。悔改并归荣耀给神，因为这是实在是他的应该所做的一个悔改。当他这样做的时候，他也扭转了自己走偏的路，重新返回到神的保护神的引导，还有神的恩惠，还有神的一切的供应方面去了。
When Herod during Jesus's time elevated himself, the people shouted out when they saw Herod. Herod's voice is the voice of a God.Not man.
当希律他对他在众人讲话的时候，他自高自己当百姓听到他讲的话的时候，百姓说这个是神的声音，不是人的声音。
So the people were saying, Herod's voice is the voice of a God, not man. Herod's voice is the voice of a God, not man. The crowds were chanting that.
这个时候大家听众在下面说，你希律，你的声音实际上是神的声音，不是人的声音。
Do you think there's a fall coming?
你有没有看到有他是不是这个败坏也随机要来了？
Acts 12:23 says, but immediately when God heard that chanting, an angel of the Lord struck Herod with worms, parasites, and he died.
但是我们在使徒行传里面看到十二章里面讲到，当神听到他们这样的声音的时候。立刻就是神的使者派了一个虫子来咬了这个希律一下，他立刻就倒闭了。
Here's the principle: God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
神抵挡骄傲的，赐恩给谦卑的。
And then the example of the ruler of Tyre in Ezekiel 27:28, very wealthy leader, very powerful nation.Very proud of his accomplishments.
我们讲到又讲到推罗王，他也是非常有大能的也是非常这个叫做荣华的富贵的一位王叫推罗王。
But God's prophet Ezekiel came to him, and he said to the ruler, "Your heart is proud because of your beauty."
神也派了这个以西结哈。来对这个推罗王说话，他说：“你呢？心中高傲，你因着你的美丽，你心中高傲。”
Now, just a quick aside. The world system, which is anti-God, likes beautiful people.
当这我们先换句话说，这个世界这个系统它是反对神的，它抵挡神的，它是喜欢漂亮的人美丽的人。
And you know that, so the beautiful, whatever, the beautiful people, usually physically, they are in great danger by the world system who loves them and wants them to come and join the kingdom of earth. Come, life, come.
如果我们里面当中是又美丽漂亮的话，你非常危险，要注意哈，因为这个世界非常需要你到它里面来，它会招你进来，它很喜欢你。
Brother, I'll tell you, if someone considers you beautiful, there's a danger there, because if you believe it and you're not beautiful inside to match the outside, you are a candidate to be taken down by the pride of the system. Be very careful there.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们稍微特别注意，如果有人对你说你很美丽，你很漂亮的时候，你如果心里面没有同样的美丽和漂亮来跟他来相合宜的时候啊，你处在一个非常非常危险的一个地步啊，会被这个世界所吸引走啊。
I don't know about you, but in high school, when the prom came, you know what I noticed? All the pretty girls got invited.
当我们在高中的时候，我还记得哈，高中里面开那个叫 prom 叫什么？什么是？舞会哈是吗？啊，毕业舞会啊的时候，你发现都是所有的漂亮的女孩子都被受邀请啊。
And some of the other girls who are really beautiful inside, they either stayed home, or they dance with each other.
有些呢，他们确实是外面不怎么样，但是里面确实非常美丽的，他们有的就只能待在家里，或者是他们两个就之间一起在这里跳舞。
And I was guilty of taking pretty girls to the proms.
我也认罪，我这也是确实选了一位漂亮的女孩子跟我一起来跳舞。
I could say, well, that's before Christ.
我想那个当然是在认识主以前。
So that's a mistake, but that's not me. That's not the real me.
那个不是真正的我哈，那不是真正的我。
No, that's the real you. You just haven't come to Christ yet and been changed. That's you.You're proud.
但实际上那是真正的你，但是是在你认识耶稣之前。
Okay, so folks, I'm watching the clock. I'm good.
大家注意，我在看的时间。
Now we have proud nations in the Bible. Okay.
我们圣经里面当然讲我们有这些骄傲的国家。
Israel was a nation that became self-centered and proud of its power. Ezra chapter 16, verse 49.
以色列人哈，以色列人他发展到以自己为中心啊，他是为他自己的所有的全能，他的力量哈那个骄傲。
I'm not doing politics. I'm just saying to you, Israel has a history of being proud of its power. Enough.
我并不是在讲政治方面，我是讲的从历史来看，以色列确确实实为他们自己的能力，他们是常常是自傲的。
The other nation below it, another nation, Judah.Was described as being haughty in God's holy mountain.
我们还另外讲到犹大也是一样啊，他是个自高自大的，在神的圣山上，他自高自大。
And Sodom was a wicked city with excessive pride and lots of food and lots of drinking, lots of wealthy lifestyles with ease and vacations and luxurious living. That was Sodom.
我们还另外一个就是索多玛，索多玛以他的著名的极度的骄傲著称哈，著称他这个城市，他有自己大量的这个食物也好，饮料也好，包括也讲到许多的富裕的奢侈的生活的方式还有一些他们常常用来做轻松的一些奢侈的生活。
And did God take Sodom down?
是不是神把这个索多玛给他毁了？
Now, brothers and sisters, let me ask you this question.
弟兄姐妹们，我来问你一个问题。
Today, can you see and can you name countries and nations around the world who are in an uproar and the peoples are devising a vain thing? They have vain plans for themselves. Do you know nations and countries like that?
所以弟兄姐妹们，我就问问看，你们有没有注意到，像我们今天这个世界里面有哪些这些国家或者是民族？他们是在这里喧闹当中哈，在喧闹当中，而且的人民呢，在这里策划一些徒劳的事情。
And do you see, as in Psalm 2:1-3, do you see the kings of the earth taking their stand And the rulers taking counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us tear their chains, their fetters apart. Let's cast away their cords. Do you see nations rebelling against God, saying, leave me alone, leave us alone, we want to do what we want to do? Do you see them?
所以现在所看到的 yeah. 我们刚才讲的就像诗篇的第二篇里面 第一节到第三节里面所说的哈, 他外邦为什么争闹, 外民为什么谋算屈枉的事, 世上的君王一起起来, 承载, 一同商议, 要抵挡耶和华, 并他的受膏者, 说, 我们要挣开他们的捆绑, 脱去他们的绳索。
So these are negative, bad, toxic countries. And I'll ask you this, are dictator-run countries like, and I'll name some, North Korea, Russia, Burma, can some of these dictator-run countries, can they listen to heavenly warnings from God and turn and worship him, lest he become angry and his wrath burst upon them? Can they be listening to him? Because if the nations like that do not listen to him, you know what's coming, right? The dictators will probably fall, they will go down, and then somebody else will take their place. You've seen it throughout your lifetime, right?
所以我想到现在目前的一些国家，我又稍微举几个，有独裁的国家，像北韩、缅甸，还有苏联，俄国，俄国，我们可注意看到这些人，他们这些独裁者，他们是这样的狂妄，但他们能不能听到神的声音的时候，他们就要悔改呢？ 如果我们也从历史上看到，如果他们不悔改的话，我们也知道将来所临到他们是什么，他们一定也会被赶下台，他们的国家的人民也会受难。
And last night I watched an hour movie on a documentary on Saddam Hussein.
我上次一次是看到那个一个纪录片，是讲到侯赛因的。
He took an ethnic group, the Kurds, in his own country, and he did poison gas on them. And he killed them with poison gas. No bullets. He just dropped the capsules and they all died. These are the Kurds that apparently he didn't want in his country. They were an ethnic group. He cleansed them with more than mustard gas. It just killed them.
Yeah, 我们看到这个电影里面，他纪录片里面讲到这个侯赛因，他对他们国中的一些其他的族叫Kurds，应该叫另外一个什么族。
And when he invaded Kuwait, and the United States stood up to him and said, "Kuwait's not your territory." He said, "No, Kuwait's part of my country. I'm taking it." When the United States stood up to him and humbled that city and bombed them and everything, when they finally caught him, he was hiding in a hole inside the ground, and when he came out, his beard, he looked like Nebuchadnezzar, actually, long, that's who he looked like. And they caught him, they put him in trial for 2 years in a steel cage, and they found him guilty of crimes against humanity. And the last part is, when they sentenced him to death, and they put the rope around his neck in a private place, and he was defiant, right to the end. He said, "No, I can do this, I'm the ruler." And when they sprung that chap and he went down, broke his neck immediately. That's what happened to a ruler who killed his own people. That's the end of him. Break his neck and he's done. That's what happens to proud rulers sometimes. Amen?
讲到萨达姆侯赛因的时候，也是在他入侵科威特。 然后美国起来跟他说，这个不是你的国家，所以美国把最后长话短说，我们把侯赛因抓住的时候，他是在一个洞里把抓住，然后经过了2年的审判，最后关在铁笼子里，最后给他戴上审判，要给他处死的时候，是他戴着黑的帽子在上面，但他那个时候非常的还非常的顽固，直到他的脖子被立刻砍断。
这就是一个独裁者最后的一个下场。
弟兄姐妹，看到你们的现在样子吧，你们可以站起来一下，伸一伸懒腰，可以，或者。 然后包括你的脖子也可以转一转哈。
You can feel a little better because I'm coming down to kind of the finish.
因为你可能可以这样子坐下来，会感觉稍微舒服一点，因为我马上就要进入非常重要的结束的。
Don't leave to go eat.
不要离开去喝水。
Save the tea and the snacks for later. Okay. Don't leave the room.
把点心等一会儿再吃点心哈。
Okay. Proud people in the Bible look like this. They're violent. Proverbs 10.
我们来看看在圣经里面讲到哪些这种骄傲的人，他们有一些什么表现？第一个就是暴力。
Negative proud people, they are slanderers. Psalm 31:8. Slander means you talk behind somebody's back and you hurt their character.
我们讲到这些骄傲的人里面，其中有一件事情，他们是常常诽谤人，就是在人家背后说他的坏话。
Proud people sin with their mouths. The words they use have sin. Psalm 31:18.
我们讲到还有骄傲的人也是，他用他们口里面所出的言语是狂傲的言语，就像诗篇31:18一样。
Proud people oppress people. They put people down. They don't care for them. Psalm 94:3-7.
也是骄傲的人，他们常常是压迫其他的人的哈，也是在诗篇94篇里。
And proud people, the negative, the bad kind, are scornful. They basically don't like people that much, and they themselves are extremely comfortable in life, and they live in a very nice and ease type of living. They're living in luxury, and they don't necessarily.Care for other people. That's proud people. That's what happens to proud people. You've seen the ones with the big yachts, the big ships. You've seen the palaces. I've seen it. And so this is what happens to proud people. They take care of themselves, and they usually don't care about other people. That's what happens.
就还有一种就骄傲的时候常常这样子的人是目中无人的哈，他们就生活在他们自己的一个极度。安乐极乐的一个圈子里面，你看到这种豪华的游轮啊，或者是皇宫啊，这方面都是一个非常好的一个表现。
And the Bible says that people who have bad pride have haughty hearts and they have haughty eyes.
我们讲到这个骄傲的人里面，他们其中有这个高傲自大的这个心，还有高傲自大的眼。
I know that some of you are in high school or maybe even colleges, and I know because I've heard these conversations in public places when I'm shopping. I'll hear some females say, "Oh, she dun 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 dun, oh, she dun 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 dun," and when you hear the word and then you look at the eyes and they're like, "Yeah."She, dun 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 dun. And I'm going, I don't want to hear this, but you're telling us through your eyes and your words, you don't like that person because they're proud and they're haughty. And you've heard those conversations. Maybe you were part of that conversation. Maybe you were the target of that conversation. Maybe you were the conversation giver. But you've heard it.I've heard it in guys' locker rooms. I've heard it on athletic teams. The guys do the same thing, but it's a little bit different. They look a little stronger, but they're still haughty. Their eyes and their muscles and all the other stuff. A lot of boasting. That's pride.
或者是你们有可能在高中，或者是大学里面特别是在这种公共场合包括一些体育锻炼的一些换衣服的房间里面，常常听到会有。刚才讲到有些女的哈，她在说这个人怎么怎么那个人怎么怎么有时候你听到的时候，你可能也会同意但我们特别注意到，像这人自己讲话的时候，高傲的口调那个高傲的心都在里面的话，有可能我们自己是一个受害者，也可能我们也是在其中的一个参与者，所以我们这方面要特别的注意。
You know, when I first started hearing Mandarin in northern China, I kept hearing "不好意思."
当我在中国的北方的时候，我常常听到一句中国话，它叫做"不好意思"。
I like that phrase. I don't like that phrase. I think it's a good phrase to describe how embarrassing this is.
他说我不喜欢这个字，它可能是个很好的字。他说好像多么窘迫的这句话好像是。
Listen to this embarrassed guest, Luke 14:7-11. Picture this. Do you remember Jesus telling the story of a very proud banquet guest who struts into the hall and he sits down in the place of honor? But this proud, insensitive guest is removed and he's moved to a lower, much less important seat. So he comes in, takes the best seat, and then the real power comes in and moves him down somewhere else. 不好意思。
不好意思。
Really embarrassing.
我们在路加福音里面主耶稣讲过一个故事，就是一个被邀请来参加赴宴的一个客人，他自己选择了做了一个高位，但是呢当主人来的时候，有更尊贵的人来了，所以主人就请他坐到一个 低的位置上面，所以那个时候这个人就非常的窘迫，不好意思的。
Now, I know that none of you would ever take the best seat of honor. I know that. I know that. You look like the people who would always say, no, 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 you go first.
我知道你们都是这样的，把最好的位置让给别人，就说，不不不，你坐这里。
But the principle is, Luke 14:7-11, God teaches here that the person who exalts himself will be humbled, right? And if you humble yourself, God says you'll be exalted. So, you don't want to take the best seat. Let them invite you up there if you deserve it. And if you don't, then just keep eating.
所以主耶稣在这里要给我们的教导就是说，你不要这个不要自高哈如果自高的话，一定会降卑。然后你只有自卑的时候呢，必为升高。你不要自己去选择高位坐，你让别人来请你去坐。
Proverbs 27:2, don't brag about yourself, let others praise you. Amen?
这也是箴言27章说到他说你不要用口来自己自夸，要等待别人来夸奖你。
Okay, now, I want to read to you a description about proud and haughty women.
我下面要读一段圣经，就是讲到这个自高自大的妇女们。
In the nation of Judah, also called Zion, the Bible says there are women there who are stuck up and they prance around in their high heels.
在以赛亚书里面讲到犹大国哈，神说也就讲这就犹大国或者是也叫西安西安的哈，他们有些这个人他们行走挺像。消不徐行，在犹大国里面也，有一些狂傲的女子。
We've heard a lot about bad rulers, bad men, right? Now the Bible's going to say, here's some women here in Judah. These women, it says, are always making eyes at the men in the street. They swing their hips, they toss their hair, they're gaudy and they're garish in their cheap jewelry. Painting a picture.
我们刚才已经讲了很多的统治者或者还一些骄傲的男人哈，那么现在这里就讲到女子，一些骄傲的女子，他们这些人就是像街上的男人叫挤眉弄眼哈，挤眉弄眼，然后摇头摆尾，然后甩动他们的那个头发，然后带着这个廉价的这些珠宝哈，实际上是华而不实。
I'm just reading the scriptures, okay?
我只是读这个圣经在那边讲到
Isaiah 3:16-17 The Lord will fix it so that those Zion women will all turn bald.
但是我们的神他会来修理他们要使他们秃头
They'll be scabby and bald-headed women.
头顶上面他们会有长疮
I'm just reading the scriptures.
我只是读圣经
The time is coming when God will strip them of their dangling earrings, their anklets and bracelets, their combs and mirrors, and silk scarves, their diamond brooches and their pearl necklaces. He'll strip them of the rings on their fingers and the rings on their toes, the latest fashions in hats, exotic perfumes, gowns and capes, and all the world's finest in fabrics and design. God will strip them of those things because they're proud women.
这里也是以赛亚书三章十八节讲到，他到那天的时候，神呐、啊、一定要来除掉他们啊这个耳朵上面的耳环，还有脚环，还有手足梳子、镜子和丝巾，还有钻石的胸针，还有珍珠项链，手上的戒指，脚上的戒指，最新的款式的帽子，还有他们的异国情调的香水，还有礼服和斗篷，所有这些都是世界上的最好的面料和设计。
And the message says this, quoting again from the word, instead of wearing seductive scents or perfumes, these women are going to smell like rotting cabbages.
也是圣经里面在继续讲哈，他们这些女人的身上不再发出这个诱人的香味来，相反的，他们发出的臭味就像一个烂的卷心菜的臭味哈。
Instead of modeling flowing gowns, they will be wearing rags.
他们不再能够穿这个礼服了，这个很好的礼服，他们穿的是破烂的衣服了。
Instead of well-dressed hair, they will have a plucked-out scalp.
他们不再是精心打扮的这个头发了，他们而且是拔掉的有秃头的头皮出现。
Instead of a belt, they will wear a rope.
他们用绳子来代替他们的皮带。
And instead of beauty, they will wear like a cattle brand. They will be branded.
他们不再是美丽了，他们只是被标上一个标签，就像一般的品牌一样的。
And she will lament and mourn, and she will be deserted, and will sit on the ground. Isaiah 3:16-26.
所以他们的男丁也倒在刀下，他必坐在城门口的悲伤。坐在这荒凉之地上。
God always opposes bad pride when he detects bad pride in women and in men.
神总是会抵挡这些骄傲的，不管你是男人还是女人。
Okay, so let me give you the final application and we'll close.
下面我们来讲一下这个应用，然后我们就结束。
So every one of us has pride, the bad kind, right? We all have it. Everybody.For all have sinned and fallen short of God's glory. Everybody in the room is guilty of it. We're all guilty, right?
所以我们在这个整个房间里面，我们每一个人，我们都是曾经骄傲的，我们也都是曾经亏缺神的荣耀的。
So the question is, can bad and unhealthy pride be redeemed and made to work for God's glory? And the biblical answer is yes.
像我们说，像这样的骄傲的人，就像我们一样，是不是能够也蒙神的拯救救赎呢？圣经里面说的是的，一定会。
Yes, God's word says that when sins are confessed to God and the sinner truly receives God's forgiveness, even bad pride can be turned and used by God for His intended purposes, and pride that is controlled by God, will give Him glory.
是的，我们就是这样的骄傲的人，仍然能够得到神的救赎。我们认我们自己的罪的时候，神一定会赦免、洗净我们的、洗净我们的不义，而且我们能够成为反过来成为作为荣耀神的工具做他的工。
And 1 John 1:19 reminds us, if we confess our sins, God will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.He can purify us from all bad pride. He can do this if we turn.
So, 约翰一书里面特别讲到，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，他必赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
So God has put a healthy kind of pride in every person, but sin has poisoned that healthy pride.
神是在造我们的时候把人的这个自豪他是放在我们的里面，但是我们因着人的犯罪，我们使得把这个反而变成了一个骄傲。
And let us be really serious on this. The quote is this: if we are to stay spiritually fresh, we must break decisively with everything of which Christ cannot approve.
我们有这样的一句话他们说，如果我们要在灵命上、灵性上，我们保持新鲜的话，我们必须非常果断的断绝一切所事人物也好，是耶稣基督所不喜悦的。
Men and women to stay spiritually fresh must get rid of everything that mars the relationship with the Lord. Everything that mars it and makes it ugly, we need to deal with it and get it taken care of. And don't hide it. Deal with it. Don't hide our sins. Get rid of them through the blood of Christ.
所以要让我们完全的一些任何一些拦阻我们来到主耶稣面前的，我们通通的都要把它挪去。
The single greatest barrier to maintaining spiritual freshness is procrastination.
如果对保持这个灵性上面的新鲜的是最最大的一个障碍就是拖延。
Do I have any other procrastinators in here other than me?
在这里有没有其他的除了我以外还没有人是非常喜欢拖拖拉拉的？
I'll do it later.
我一会儿或者明天再做。I'll be
stronger next week.
我下星期我会坚强了。The
deadline isn't until Thursday. I'll wait till midnight Wednesday night.
那个我们的截止期是星期四，我到星期三的晚上再做。Procrastination
is usually a poison.
我们知道这个拖延实际上也是一个有害的。And
so we want the Lord to help us because we know bad pride can be seen in body parts like eyes and mouths and hearts.
所以我们的骄傲，我们可以从我们的眼睛、我们的嘴巴，还有我们的心都能够反映出来。
I want to end with this. Bad pride has to be treated as evil and definitely a weakness.
我们知道这骄傲一定是邪恶的，我们要知道这也是一个最大的一个缺陷。
And I mean this, I've seen it in my... Bad pride can run down through family ancestral lines.
我们讲到这个骄傲这件事情，它实际上是可以沿着这个家族里面传下来的。
I see bad pride coming down from my father's side, and I see it coming down from my mother's side.
我看到这个骄傲的这些，这条线上面，还有父亲这条家族的线上面都看到。
And the observation is this, material prosperity, in other words, having a lot, usually brings power.
我们特别注意到，就是这个物质的富裕或者繁荣，常常伴随着一些有一种特别的一种力量。
And having a lot of wealth or a lot of resource and power often precede bad pride and often precede a fall.
所以常常你拥有很大的物质的繁荣，或者是有许多这些东西的话，是常常是在你的败坏或者你的骄傲的之前。
Have you seen the news of certain people financially corrupt who went to prison? Have you seen those recently?
有没有看到一些新闻？特别讲到一些人，他们一些败坏的时候，他进了监狱，他们都是非常的富有。
They fell because the root of all kinds of evil is the love of money. They fell, right?
所有一些罪恶的根源是在他们爱钱财。
Last week you saw the picture maybe of a woman who was very, very, very wealthy in an Asian country and she got the death sentence for robbing the country of billions probably. It's not jail, they're gonna hang her or shoot her because she ruined the nation. So that's a real fall.
所以可能看到上个礼拜看到有一个讲到亚洲的一个女的，她是这首富，首富的窃取了许多的钱财，以至于被判刑，而且是判极刑，死刑。
So I'd like you to bow and just pray silently. The message is, I believe, from the Lord, and I want you to listen to it. I'd like you to pray silently that he would help you absorb what's true and put it into practice, and then I'll end in the closing prayer. So would you bow in silent prayer?
所以下面我们可以低头，我们可以有一点默默的祷告，我们相信这是我们听见的神的话，然后我再做结束祷告。
Lord, please help us to choose to be holy followers of Jesus.
我们亲爱的主，我们啊，真是求你，让我们能够拣选我们的啊主耶稣，我们来圣洁，来跟随他。
Help us to make every effort to be at peace with all people.
我们也真是啊，求你帮助我们，要让我们啊与众人和睦。
And would you help us to make every effort to choose holiness in our lives, without which none of us will see the Lord.
也求你帮助我们能够都追求圣洁。因为实在是没有圣洁的话，我们没有人能够见主。
Lord, your word is true. Your word is bright. It is powerful. Thank you for freeing us from illusions and misconceptions.
主，你的话是真理，你的话就是亮光。你使我们走出这些虚幻的东西，让我们能够真正的活在你的面前。
So 现在开始 ，we begin, Lord, fresh. Choosing holiness now.
亲爱的主，让我们能够真是在这里拣选，我们有一个活泼的灵，一个新鲜的灵在你的面前。
Thank you, Jesus.
我们谢谢主耶稣。Amen.